This is Dr. Schumacher. They claim a progress note on Juanita Ferris, Ferriss, Juanita, Juanita. Date was March 14, 2022. This is a late dictation. New paragraph chief complaint. Mrs. Ferris was seen on the request of her son on March 14, 2022 because her sleeping pattern is off, period. She sleeps often in the day and not as much at night, period. She herself otherwise feels okay, denies major complaints, period. She has hypertension, which is currently stable, period. She has hypothyroidism. In the past, but she, at present, she's not on any specific thyroid medications, period. The pressure wound of the coccygeal area is much improved. It was only stage one, period. She denies other new symptoms, period. She does have the arthritis in the knee, but she's able to ambulate, period. Review the system was negative for chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, or abdominal pain, period. New paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed, ill appearing. And appears adequately nourished. Head and neck was unremarkable. Lungs were cleared of percussion and auscultation. Without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1-S2. No S3, no S4, no murmurs. Abdomen soft and not tender. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Ferris has altered sleep patterns, period. I've instructed the staff that it's best to keep her awake in the daytime and give a trial of melatonin 10 milligrams at night, period. This may help restore her nighttime sleep as opposed to the daytime, period. But they have to keep her awake in the daytime. Two, she has hypertension, which is currently stable. And I will continue for blood pressure. Norvasc 5 milligrams daily plus lisinopril 10 milligrams BID. And he's on carvedilol 6.25 milligrams twice a day, period. Her congestive heart failure is stable with carvedilol 6.25 milligrams twice a day and lisinopril 10 milligrams daily and Lasix 20 milligrams daily along with Chloracon 10 milligrams daily, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation. Mm-hmm.